and thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Hey, welcome into a very special edition of the National Defense. I'm Randy Miller. And back with us again is actor Charlie Sheen and, of course, his book, The Book of Sheen. We are going to get in the weeds about the making of Platoon because he does. He gets in the weeds. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Randy. How are you?
You know, in the weeds is a pretty good term because that's where you spent most of the time in the Philippines. In the weeds.
In the weeds pretty much covers it.
Yeah. Man, that is, you know, let's go back to kind of, for those of you that have seen Platoon, one of the greatest military films of all time, I think.
Thank you.
I would encourage you to watch it again. And for those of you who haven't, you absolutely have to see it. It stands up great. 1987 it came out. And, of course, Charlie plays Chris Taylor, a young grunt that volunteers to go to Vietnam and has absolutely no experience. And I mean, the way that you ended up with this role is kind of fascinating because you auditioned for the director, Oliver Stone, and it didn't go great, did it?
Yeah, no, it was an absolute train wreck. It was a complete disaster. Yeah. And he dismissed me, without a second thought. But I guess I left some, just one grain or one cell of an impression on him. But just as a, you know, cosmic turn of events, the role went to my brother Emilio.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, either, you know, the political scenario in the Philippines, the original financier of the film, they pulled out. And so there was this big down, there was like an 8-month downtime gap. And Emilio had a prior commitment that he had to honor. And so Oliver had to go back to the drawing board and I guess revisit that one thing that I left behind, you know? And it was really more about, and I think, you know, I talk about it in the book, just being more relaxed, just being more just comfortable. And I actually had an opportunity from the time I auditioned to the time that I saw him for the second round, to do some work and have some films under my belt and things that he could go see, even if they hadn't been released. He could go see a rough cut or just the dailies, and I guess he saw enough in forgettable films like The Boys Next Door, or Lucas or whatever, to say, okay, I can mold this. I can work with that, you know? So that's kind of how it happened.
I can't imagine. I mean, it's one of those roles and one of those actors that you can't imagine anybody playing that part now. And
thank you.
So realistic.
Sorry to cut you off, but it's interesting because it's not a family connection, but if you draw the a parallel between Platoon and Apocalypse,
right,
just casting-wise, right?
Yeah.
Harvey Keitel was Captain Willard for about 5 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Like, they filmed with him. They filmed sequences with him, yes. And for some reason, it wasn't what Francis was looking for.
Hmm.
And so
that's crazy.
You know, dad replaces Harvey.
The legendary Martin Sheen.
I don't want to say I replaced Emilio. I substituted for him in his, his absence.
Well, I'm sure he appreciated that.
Yes, of course. but no, it's so sometimes who the original person or the thing was supposed to be just was never meant to be. I'm not saying it's a bad film with Emilio. It's probably, you know, as gripping a story, you know. But I think it's different with him than it is with me, as it would be with anybody.
Yeah, and the thing that I just went back and rewatched Platoon. And the thing that strikes me about your performance is when you get there, you're greener than green. I mean, definitely inexperienced in everything, life and everything else. And that transformation that goes on with you throughout the movie, I guess I didn't remember that much of an arc like that, but it really, really struck me as something that evolved.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And that was actually documenting the evolution in real time and in a level of continuity.
Yeah.
That Oliver instituted from day one. He decided because the sets were very close. If there was rain, there was rain in the scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so anywhere he pointed,
sounds like
camera,
a nightmare.
Yeah, no, some of it was, but so he saw that as an opportunity to be able to shoot in continuity. Day one was the first scene, and the last day was the last scene, and that was really a gift for the actors to not have to try to remember things you hadn't done yet.
Well,
which is always tricky.
You had you were an extra Apocalypse Now, right?
I mean, sort of.
Kind of,
sort of.
And shot it.
I was on the outskirts.
You were there.
I was there.
Yeah,
I was
you were in the Philippines.
As a 10-year-old and an 11-year-old. I was there for 8 months combined, for sure. But in that early resume that I built when I got thrown out of high school and decided, let's, you know, give this acting thing a shot, I had to put a bunch of stuff on there. I talk about it in the book.
Right.
And so, you know, it wasn't the research anybody could do back then was pretty limited. It was like an encyclopedia or a library.
Yeah.
Or the guy down the block. You
right.
Know?
Right.
And so I did put that I was in Apocalypse as an extra at the Dolong Bridge.
Okay.
No such thing occurred.
Yeah.
I was at the Dolong Bridge, just not on camera. Emilio was an extra at the Dolong Bridge.
Okay. Well, but,
yeah, him and Gio Coppola were in the scene together. So
okay.
I just kind of stole some of that extra valor.
But the thing about it, you had such a horrible experience in the Philippines, and then to make the decision to go back to the Philippines, and your dad actually tried to talk you out of that, right?
He did. He did, yeah. I think he was superimposing his own experience, and it was just one of those situations where my gut was screaming to roll these dice, and if they fly off the table, so be it. And and he respected that.
Well, you know, how old were you at the time when you did Platoon?
20.
20. Wow. And yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a movie that won 4 Academy Awards. I mean, including Best Director and Best Picture. I mean,
right.
it has everything in it. And I want to talk about before you got to what turned out to be basically a boot camp for the actors. The plane ride frat party to the Philippines with Johnny Depp. And I had forgotten that Johnny Depp was in this thing.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
That's how about crazy. That? Yeah.
15-hour plane ride?
Right, maybe a little bit longer. Yeah, 16, 17 maybe.
Yeah.
No, we bonded. I think we maybe met one time prior to being on board together, but just in passing. And then we were just like fast friends, but he couldn't, for some reason, he couldn't smoke in first class, so he could smoke in coach. And so we spent most of those hours back there really tying one on and just bonding at 37,000 feet, you know?
You said that he's the only person you had met that could drink you under a table.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, no, he was other level with that stuff. And that's another thing that I gleaned from that time that we were sequestered together.
That's funny. Yeah, and then so talk about Dale Dye. I mean, this guy, so you get a real tough ex-military man who comes in to shape you guys. Whip you guys into shape, and actually went to Oliver Stone and said, "Hey, I got a great idea. Let's do like a real boot camp kind of deal."
Yes,
and
yes,
it sounds like that was real.
It was as real as it could have been.
Yeah,
without the life and death stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
right.
The only life and death stuff would have been from the elements. It wouldn't have been from, you know, engaging any enemies.
Right.
Even though there were bands of guerrillas sort of roaming the countryside in the opposition of the new political party. So there was tension in the air.
Yeah.
But he wanted to deliver something that was as real as you could get. But he only had 3 weeks. I don't know how long a standard boot camp is. Is it like 16 or 12 or?
Yeah, generally like around 12.
12, okay.
Yeah,
so he had to really pack it all in to a time period that was less than a month.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I think it was brilliant the way he constructed it and the other soldiers that he brought in, the other either current military or ex-military support team, you know.
And they didn't let you guys off the hook. Any part of
nothing.
It?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. No. There was.
So here's here's Malibu Charlie. Malibu Charlie finished a frat party on the plane, and all of a sudden you're in this boot camp, and I mean you're taking orders, right?
Oh yeah. No, it was. There was this one meeting, this one thing at the hotel, because we got there and we had like 2 nights in the hotel. And then it was, I don't know, it might have been a Monday, but it was, you know, be in the lobby at 7 a.m. dressed and ready to go, but dressed in the fatigues that they had left in our rooms. And, you know, at that point, guys don't know how to tie their boots properly, you know?
Right.
You got a lot of do-rags showing up.
Right.
Those didn't last. We knew from the first impression with Captain Dale Dye, USMC retired, that we were in for something that we had not bargained for. It was intense, but it was also exciting.
Yeah.
Because it was asking, demanding that we all just be called to a different level.
Yeah.
of discipline and accountability. And also, you know, what are our limits? None of us knew what those limits
yeah,
were.
Yeah, right.
Because the only edge that I had, if you can even call it an edge, was the experience as a 10-year-old in that terrain, mm-hmm. in that climate. So that was, you know, so I wasn't, surprised by that. That I planned for mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, no, it was, there's no gym workout.
Yeah.
That prepares you.
There's no Pilates course that is going to take you to that level. Yeah,
no.
Right.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
We were talking to Charlie Sheen here on the National Defense about the making of Platoon. I thought some of your best acting in this was when you acted like that was the first bong hit you ever did.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that was for sure acting. You mean the one through the
sawed-off
12 gauge?
Yeah, right.
No, it would have been more digestible, inhalable, if it was real weed. Of course, you can't do that because then who knows where the rest of the scene is going.
Yeah, right.
Wait, I have dialogue? Shit. So when they substitute stuff like that, if it's like some weird herb or something that looks it or has been spray painted green, it really is hard to actually inhale it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't give the type of cloud on the exhale that's filmically or cinematically pleasing.
Mm.
So you have to overhit it just to give it something that reads, exhale.
Yeah. And, you know, my wife and I were watching that, and I said, that's a real shotgun. That's a real shotgun. And I said, is that where the term came from? You know, when you shotgun weed?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. I'm more familiar with shotgunning a beer.
Right. Right.
But that's not really. Yeah. The parallel is not nearly as as germane to the actual thing.
Right. Yeah. 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 I want to ask you about these humps that you guys went out on, because you go out in the jungle and you don't know what you're going to find out there. It could be snakes. It could be those fire ants that crawled all over you and your back. And talking about how difficult this was. Forrest Whitaker, you said in your book, lost 35 pounds. And he was supposed to be known as Big Harold.
Yeah, and I think I said in the book that it would have been odd to have to call him sort of large Harold. It's kind of funny. We sort of saw him shrinking right before our very eyes from one day to the next. But it was, I mean, how could you not? It was 120 by 7 a.m. almost every day.
Wow. Wow. Well, and I did see you, you wore the Karate Kid bandana, after you turned that roll down, but
that's interesting. That's interesting to make that connection. I never really thought of that.
Yeah. It shows up in the,
that was an Oliver choice.
Ah,
that was an Oliver detail. Cause I don't know where the bandana comes in, how long I've been in country by then. Excuse me. Is it a few months? It's a few months, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember Dale Dye coming up to me and saying, okay, things are different now. You know, you've seen some. That you'll never unsee.
Right.
And so he says, it's important that I see in your eyes the same, that same look, that same almost vacancy that I would see in other men that I served with, you know. So it was kind of a bit of a challenge, but I understood what he meant.
Well,
it was just something that the gaze gets a little bit lower.
And a little more jaded, perhaps.
Exactly.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not allowed to qualify for a loan or rate rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature low-sung twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound, Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your tickets.
Dust off those boots.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Well, you're talking to Charlie Sheen here on the National Defense about the making of Platoon. I started this show with a Vietnam vet named Jerry Newberry. And Jerry didn't talk about Vietnam very much. He told me a few things, but honestly, I probably got more from Jerry about the time in Vietnam with the drugs, with the alcohol, with the hooch, whatever you could do to keep your mind off things. And you guys represented that so well in terms of almost, we have to do this to survive.
Just to cope.
Right.
Just to cope, yeah. And it's interesting how Oliver created the two camps. He created the drinkers and the pot smokers.
Right.
And they were two very specific, almost different cultures, just with a different energy about them. And maybe he presented that as a way that when they were trying to relate to each other out in the field, that they didn't have maybe that baseline like they had with the other guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then it's interesting, even between those two camps, you've got a guy right in the middle, somewhere wandering between those two outposts,
right,
shooting dope,
right,
you know,
right,
who's made a run on the medic's morphine supply, you know, which, you know, sadly is true, is accurate,
mm-hmm.
that you know, and then it's, I mean, you can't judge that.
No.
Like,
absolutely not.
I get it too.
And the other thing that struck me, that I didn't think about the first time was the fact that as these guys are in Nam serving, they think they're going to get a hero's welcome. They think they're going to come back because they've done this for their country and they're going to get a hero's welcome. They had no idea, how it would be.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's really shameful.
Oh, yeah.
Shameful.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And it was interesting to see during Gulf War I, I guess,
right,
for lack of a better description, that there was a real focused energy effort to make sure that it was not anything close to, that it was the exact opposite.
So it was
honoring the current troops and pilots, but also as like an amends to the past.
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
Yeah, I did. And especially when who is the one guy that has the great line, gets on a chopper and he's getting ready to leave. He's thinking, I'm gonna get that hero's welcome.
Oh yeah, you're talking about King?
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about Keith David, yeah.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
I took some notes while I was watching Platoon again. I'm just gonna give you a couple of these to comment on. Willem Dafoe had some guns. I mean, some guns.
Oh yeah. No, he's just one of those like 4% body fat guys. You know?
Well, I didn't remember that.
Yeah. you could see it, I think, a little bit in Live and Die in LA.
Okay, right.
I think that came out before Platoon, right? And in fact, that was the film everybody pointed to. They're like, well, wait a minute. Why is he playing the good guy? Why wouldn't he just continue playing
that really
dangerous bad dude, you know? But no, Willem, lovely man. Lovely dude. And we all saw him. Like, when we saw him in the camp, but then when we established the base camp in the movie, and there's that great shot with the chopper and he's dumping a bunch of powder on his privates, right? And we were just like, nobody wanted to take their shirt off if he was in the same scene. You know, there's like the after photo, and you got all the befores, right?
Right.
So, like that.
Well, and the other thing, I mean, Tom Berenger, wow, what a tour de force.
Same thing with the reverse choice.
Yeah.
That, you know, most of his stuff that he was known for leading up to that was handsome, friendly, leading man.
Right.
Ladies man.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. And then it just, you know what Tom did? Cause the scars that he had, right?
I don't know if
he's probably talked about this, but I thought it was such a great choice. It was really sort of an experiment because he didn't want to sit in makeup every day for 2 hours and have, you know, appliance stuff applied and all that fussing. And so there's a compound, I think it's called, I don't know, like collodion or something, right? I could be wrong. And it's a skin shrinker tightener thing. So what they would paint it on. And then it would pull the skin in to create the scar look.
Wow.
And all they had to do was just touch up a couple. He was in the chair for like 5 minutes.
Wow.
But he, during like his first makeup test, which was not a traditional makeup test where you'd like go and they'd film it and then look at it and study it. No, it was before we started, like on day one. He basically had like 10 minutes in the mirror to say, yeah, sure. So he added a little smile at the corner of one side of his mouth.
Yeah,
just a little smirky smile.
Yeah, thing. Like a Joker.
That was his, that was his choice. And I thought, wow.
Oh, wow.
This dude's deep in it, right?
So strong. Best piece of advice from the movie, I guess, is keep your pecker hard and your powder dry and the worm will turn.
I mean, you can kind of, you know, roll through life with that advice.
I had that stitched on a pillow now.
Oh, you do? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about rappelling down a 90-foot wall? that you guys had to do.
It might have been a little shorter than 90, but whatever. It was
tall. It was up there.
The bottom, you know?
Yeah.
yeah, that is, as I discuss in the book, that was the first time I'd rappelled off of anything. not even like a girlfriend's balcony in the 80s. You know? And to this day, sitting here right now, have never done it since.
That was
a one and done. But that was one of those things at that camp. What are we made of? What do we have in us?
Yeah.
What's this? What's going to be? What's untapped that's going to be available? You know, what can we draw upon? How do you know what's there unless you're tasked with the unknown?
And how long did you guys shoot in the Philippines? How long was that shoot?
It was pretty tidy. It was pretty tidy. Hmm. I want to say 10 weeks.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. And so if you add the 3 weeks of the boot camp, and incidentally, there was no lag. There wasn't like, okay, cool, take a couple days off, guys, and we'll see you on set Monday. No, we had that going away party that I talk about in the book.
Which is
chugging
epic.
Lombanac.
Oh my gosh.
Like coconut wine out of our freaking minds, hungover, like pirates, and literally leaving our base camp and being ambushed in a cinematic way by Oliver, who had a skeleton crew and a few cameras set up, didn't tell us, wanted to film us the day that we all came out of that.
Yeah.
And and there's a couple shots of that in the movie. It's pretty cool.
Oh,
so,
that's cool.
So it was, I guess it would have been 13 weeks.
Wow. And no shower during the 13 weeks at all?
No, for the 3 weeks there was no shower.
Oh, okay. Oh, for the boot camp.
Yeah. You were just a canteen with a rag or, you know, Old Spice or whatever anybody had.
Right. Oh my gosh. Is that,
I mean, they could have hung a hose from a hook or something.
Yeah, something.
But there was no running water out there.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you know what though? There were a couple humps where we did cross a stream or two occasionally. So, yeah, I think the guys took advantage of that however they could.
Right.
And But the thing, you know, because you never want to get your boots wet. You never want to get your socks wet, especially in that heat.
Right.
Then it turns into the whole,
that
whole thing. Yeah.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Spring starts at the Home Depot, and we are bringing the heat to your backyard this season. Fire up the flavor with our wide variety of grills for under $300, like the Next Grill 4-burner gas grill that's perfect for hosting your spring cookout. Then set the scene and turn your outdoor space into the go-to spot with patio sets for every budget. Bring it this season with grills that deliver flavor and patios that set the vibe from the Home Depot. Start your spring with low prices guaranteed at the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the works of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove it my right song.
Join us Saturday, May 2nd for the annual Chicks and Chaps Luncheon at the Senior Center in Redding, California, a day dedicated to raising awareness and support for breast cancer programs in our community. It's a day filled with connection and purpose. Be a part of something truly special. Go to ReddingRodeo.com and click on the Chicks and Chaps tab for your tickets today. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Goldmark Jewelers, KCNR Radio, and Four Winds Jewelry.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
And then you got a 14-week schedule in front of you. So you're like over in the corner doing push-ups or pulling the towel, you know. Yeah, but no, as far as what how Platoon felt being that far from home, literally on the other side of the world, where if you either way you go, decide to go home, you're equally as far from.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it, that and just the emotional aspects of it.
Well, so let's talk about that for just a second, Charlie. So I'm glad you said that, because that's something I think that a lot of civilians, don't quite understand, is the toll that deployment exacts on you in terms of the people you love being far away, being remote, not having that access. And I also loved, you know, Chris Taylor is writing letters to his grandma all during the film. And the letters get exceedingly darker as does his situation. But I thought that connection was so important.
I think so too. Yeah, it gave him some hope, however fleeting or distant or imagined that was for him.
Yeah,
you know, it did keep him grounded somewhere in something that wasn't this.
Yeah,
you know.
And did you come out of this kind of with a different attitude or different respect, different mentality about the military?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I was pretty certain before and after 100% that there's not a chance that I could have pulled it off in real life.
Yeah.
That I don't. But I mean, who knows? Again,
yeah,
it's the thing about you don't know what's in you until it's demanded to be,
that, you know, that is
be revealed.
That
you
is
know?
That is so true. Well,
but the level of respect for those who did it, continue to do it, is, you know, off the charts.
Well, and especially, you know, we've had people on the show that served in Vietnam, finished a couple of tours, and they said, I'm going to sign up for 20 years more. And you just go, wow, what is in that human being?
Yeah. Yeah. Found a home.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Found community.
Yes.
Found purpose.
Yes, found all purpose, of those things, yeah. All the mission-driven. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, man, I can't thank you enough for doing this. Again, Platoon.
Oh, wait, just on that note.
Sure.
I don't know. I think I might have said this to you over the phone on the radio a long time ago. is you talk about, what it takes and just, having just a better perspective on it, having done it as close to real without,
right,
again, the whole life threatening part, the game changer part of it all.
Yeah.
And I've said to police officers, I've said, thank you for your service. You have the second toughest job in all of society. And they're like, what do you mean? What's the first? And I'll look him in the eye and I'll say, an infantry foot soldier during wartime. And they're like, you're right.
And then do they still arrest you or not?
No, that was the coffee shop. That wasn't in the middle of the thing. Yeah.
Well, I know you don't have. You're not big on coconut water, but man, I could sure use a non-alcoholic beer right now.
You know, I was just thinking that I'm just this coffee got really cold.
Right.
But not as cold as this can of Wild AF. In fact, it's called Cold Gold. How about that? Have you had a chance to try this?
Not yet. I do want to try it though.
Okay, because we're not in stores yet. That's the next phase.
Okay.
But right now you can go to wildafbrewing.com.
Okay.
And you can order a case or a six pack or.
Perfect. Perfect.
Like that, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Had I been a more thoughtful guest, I would have sent you some prior.
I was looking around. Did the package arrive yet? Did it get here?
It's probably the knock at the door will be right after we sign off, But no, I recommend it.
What a perfect vehicle for you now. What a perfect vehicle for you. And I saw somewhere, and I do believe this is so funny, because you are that guy that everybody wants to sit down and have a beer with. And so now they can do that. They can do that. Right.
Yeah. And I've had people come up to me and say, hey, happy that you put down the booze and all the other crap. But I you were the guy I always wanted to have a drink with.
Yeah.
And so.
Here you go.
Now we can.
I interviewed Virginia Madsen the other day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she was in Sideways, of course. Great.
Yeah, of course. She's amazing in that.
Yeah.
She got nominated for that performance,
right,
didn't she?
Yeah, Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
And
terrific actress.
And I go, so do you still kind of sniff the berries? Do you, fruit of the vine, which you do a little? And she goes, I don't drink. And she didn't drink during the filming of that. I said, wow. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, and she said that same thing happens to her. She'll be at the airport or somebody, and somebody will come up and go, hey, can I buy you a glass of wine? And she said,
right.
And she goes, I don't drink, but I'll buy you one.
That's nice.
That's nice.
So she never drank or drank a lot and had to quit?
I don't know. I know she said those, now she said the guys in, Giamatti and those guys, they went at it. I mean, five bottles at a time. And the dinner scene, like five bottles. But I thought I was kind of disappointed by that, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Hey, there was another reveal like that. Different category, but still kind of a kind of an oh moment, or no way, is that it was revealed that a few of the guys from Motley Crue that were known for chugging the Jack Daniels mid-song or mid-set or at the end of the, right, that most of the time, and apologies if I got this wrong, but this is what I heard, I think from Tommy Lee, that most of the time it was iced tea.
Ah!
It was iced tea because if you think about that volume and that level of impact, there's no way you're still going to find a scan or a symbol or a step or a chord, anything.
Right.
Right? I mean, so it was just great theater.
We talked a little bit about Gene Simmons before we started the interview. And talk about some great theater. I mean, Kiss had great theater. And one of the most brilliant concepts for anybody to come up with in music that carried them through for so many years. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like every night.
Every night.
Everything. It was Halloween.
And they could go out in the daytime and be totally anonymous.
Right. Right. Wow.
That's cool.
But they had, obviously, no one could do that now that already crossed the fame line. Right?
Yeah. Hey, what is that baseball?
That's really interesting. Their anonymity was
protected. Yeah. What's that baseball sign you got back there?
Oh, that's just a vintage.
That's cool.
Starkist tuna.
That's cool.
Charlie the tuna. Yeah.
Hey,
I sold my whole collection years ago.
Oh, that's
there's
cool.
Just a couple pieces that I still hung on to, and that's one of them. And then I have a sign, like a paper sign. It's that big from the polo grounds, like in the 40s.
Oh, San Francisco?
It just says no baseball game today.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Stuff like that.
Well, your baseball training came in pretty handy for Platoon. And the way that you won Oliver Stone over, I mean – coming into the movie, not sure about you, and by the end of the movie, he's offering you another role in his next movie.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
And offered it in the jungle.
Yeah,
before we finished Platoon. I mean, what a vote! What an absolute just
yeah.
you know just so much respect and confidence and trust.
Yeah,
you know
that's that had to make you feel pretty good.
And, no, it yeah, it was. I mean, it kind of. You know, it added to the pressure of, oh, shoot, now we have to continue this thing,
you know,
as opposed to just like,
right.
Premiere. But no, that was a real vote of confidence and love and respect and all of that stuff. But you're right. That thing with the grenade. When I got a bad guy in a spider hole.
And you had to 40 feet.
I was about 35, 40 feet.
Okay.
Yeah. But the thing was, it was a blind toss.
Yeah.
So I was behind a log and a bunch of elephant grass, and there was a lot of stuff between me and the guy, right? And so I had to just visualize it and map it in my head. And then when we filmed it, I just knew really based on the weight of the grenade, distance, just how much to kind of put on it, and it just it was right in the hole. It was a
first time
bullseye.
That's crazy.
It was one of those little moments when I knew that that I wasn't doing this alone.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And I felt
right.
Like I had a little bit of help on
supposed
my side.
Supposed to be there. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Charlie, great talking to you, man. Great to see you again. And
likewise, thank you. Thank you. This is terrific.
Yeah, I mean,
I wish all of these were like this.
Yeah. Well, it's always a great time with you, and thanks again.
No, thank you, Randy.
Great movie.
Is this the new format for you? Or are you not? But you still do the specific radio, or will this be available audio as well on the radio?
Yeah. Yeah, so this will be
okay.
This will also play on our 400 affiliates and Armed Forces Radio Network. So
amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
We'll get some great,
okay,
great coverage.
And then you're also it's going to be part of another.
Yeah, our Back to Bases tour.
Yeah,
our Back to Bases tour. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So
that's awesome. And I'm in really good company.
Yeah.
From what you've told me.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, we had another one. So we had Tom Hanks with Band of Brothers. We got Bradley Cooper with American Sniper and Morgan Freeman talking about Glory.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about, you know, widening the span.
Right. We're going to try to cover every battle.
Thank you, Renee. I really appreciate it.
Great to see you, man. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep from my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Hey, John. Why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.